Blog Talk Radio.
We are back live on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and we are back with a special, special guest yet again for the second go-around, the YouTube sensation that has been burning up YouTube with cover song after cover song, and now we have original performances by Rain Michael. What's going on, brother?
Not much. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, you as well. Thank you.
Word, man. So, I want to touch base with what's been going on since the last time we talked. I know you got this hot new single called Lil Boy that you remixed. So we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna play it a little bit later, but just want to hear what's going on with you, with the music and everything.
Let's see. I don't even know where to begin. After I released the Baby I See that was produced by U Music. After that, I released another single, which was the one that you just played a little bit of, and that was Every Time. And that was with a producer by the name of K-Mix Beats.
Yeah, you got a huge response from this Every Time that we just played. So, talk about that a little bit.
Well, how that came about was, let's see. So, there was two separate rappers that I was going to be featured on one of their songs. And, how do I say it? The polite way to say it is there's just creative differences and it didn't work out. So I took my words and my lyrics from those songs and that's how I created Every Time. And then I reached out to K-Make Beats. We had worked together previously on a track where I attempted, there's a track out there actually on Spotify, iTunes, all over. It's called They All Know. And it was a track where I do rap just a little bit, just in like the middle of it for briefly. It was my first attempt at doing anything related to hip hop, and basically just because I just wanted to try it.
Okay.
And
I want to hear that.
You'll have to look that up. It's called They All Know. It's Kay the Producer, because that's the name she went by before she switched to Kay Make Beats. And it's featuring me, Rain Michael. And let's see. So then I decided to work with her again, and she had a beat. I was looking through some of her tracks or whatever, and there was just a couple that stood out to me, and this beat in particular stood out to me a lot. And when I went on her SoundCloud, it said that it was already sold, and I was like, that sucks. So I reached out to her anyway, just to find out, you know, what was up with like the beat or whatever, and she was like, oh no, it's a mistake. You know, there was a rapper who was like going to use it, but then they ended up not using it, or they didn't buy it exclusively. So I said, all right, well, I want to buy it exclusively because I have some lyrics that I need to put into a whole new song. And that's how that one got created. And so ever since the beginning of the year, I've just been putting out one new song every single month. And that's my plan going forward for the rest of the year.
Wow. Busy times, man. Very busy times.
Yeah, definitely.
Each and every one that you have is getting some pretty insane numbers on YouTube right now.
I appreciate that. Yeah, to be perfectly honest with you, it's a lot of promotion. It's basically, you know, what I'm realizing, especially this year, compared to previous other years, is you have to invest in yourself in order for other people to invest in you. And you're going to have to spend a little bit of money to get yourself promoted the right ways and to get yourself out there. Like, that's just the reality of the music business.
Yeah, I think you can help a lot of newer artists to understand that, you know, you're not just going to like throw a song out there and then it's just going to blow up overnight. It takes hard work.
Well, exactly. And that's a lot of misconceptions that I've talked to a few newer, younger artists, usually like 18, 19, 20s. And they ask me about how I started and stuff like that. And one of the main things that they always focus on is getting big or being famous. And I can relate to that way back in the beginning because, you know, just the idea of it all and stuff like that, like it was exciting. But then the reality of it, you know, when it all comes down to it, you know, for me, music-wise, I just want to make a living. I actually have no interest in being famous whatsoever anymore like I did when I was younger. But I see a lot of people nowadays are only doing music or only doing things where they're putting themselves out there so that they can become famous. And I think that's something that has to be secondary. And the first thing is you have to love what you do and you have to work hard at it.
Wow. I mean, and I guess that really is going to affect the creative process, right? What you're putting, the reason why you're putting it out there. If you're putting it out because you love doing music, then you're going to have a better product, say, as opposed to someone else who is doing it strictly to just sound a certain way to make money.
Exactly. And I mean, I've struggled with that. Don't get me wrong. With my very first track, I didn't have the Baby I See. It's a great track, don't get me wrong, but I didn't have complete, entire creative control over that. So there is a few more effects and things that make it more, I guess, quote unquote, radio friendly. And when I put out Every Time, I decided that I wanted to go into this not having myself so affected. And then it went over so well, like people actually responded to that better than they did the first one. Now, the first one, like I said, I still love it. It's a great track. It's a great song. And it did well. And it's still doing well on its own, as of course. But these other two tracks that I just released, the Every Time and then now the Little Boy, those are more me. That's me as like an artist. Like, you can actually hear my voice clearly. And like, that's what I've always wanted.
Right. Right. And that's a good segue into talking about how emotional you got on Little Boy. So what made you go back to your debut album, Dare to Dream, and remix Lil Boy?
Lil Boy is actually, it's a very personal song for me. I wrote it in a very dark time and period in my life, and it was just a song that it got put on the album, but nothing ever really, I mean, I lost my voice after I recorded the album, like I may have talked about before. I lost my voice for like a year after the album was released, and then I had to undergo an adult tonsillectomy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't really have any opportunities to promote that album at all. It was basically just put it out there and sink and swim and, you know, just see what happens with it kind of thing. And so there was a few songs on there that I feel needed to be showcased. And Lil Boy happened to be one that was very much in the realm of Baby I See and Every Time, where it's like the R&B, hip hop, pop kind of sector of things, the genre. So I decided that I wanted to find somebody to rap on it, because it's one of those songs where I felt it just needed to be remixed. It needed to be re-released, basically, because that's how strongly like I felt about it. Like, it was just one of those songs that is not only just personal for me, but I think a lot of people can relate to, again, just like Every Time, just like Baby I See. Like, I like to make music that's relatable, but I do also like to almost give little pieces and parts of my life and my own personal story. I like to put them out there through my music rather than, you know, through myself kind of situation.
Talk to me about how you were feeling back then while writing this song, Lil Boy, because you touched on it lightly about, you know, how people kind of picked on you growing up, or, you know, how how you kind of were back in the day and how you felt like you were in a pit of despair. Talk to us about, like, going through that those times and how that related to the song.
Let's see. So, it would be 2008. I believe it was the spring of 2008, so probably February or March. I was just really depressed. I was living in Minneapolis at the time. I was, well, 10 years ago, so 2008, yeah. So, it was, let's see, I was 24 years old, and I was living there by myself. I didn't have very many friends. I was just really secluded, and I got really inside my head a lot, and I just got really, really depressed, and I turned to music in order to help me through that, but it wasn't doing its job the way that it had before in the past when I had had moments like this. So I was just sitting there and I was thinking about all of the, up to that point, since I was only 24 years old, in the last 4 years of my life, I was just thinking about all of the things that I had done, not only to myself, but to other people, and all this crap basically going on inside my head, which just made me feel even worse. But I got this song written out of it. And then a couple months later, I attempted to commit suicide.
Wow.
And it was a pretty rough time. It's not something that, I don't know, it's not anything that I'm ashamed of, but it's not something that I'm proud of either. It wasn't my finest moment. But at the same time, I'm grateful for that experience. I'm grateful for the attempt, because at that time, after, you know, it was done, after I went into therapy and so on and so forth, after it was all said and done, it made me a stronger person, and it helped me create this song that I'm now re-releasing with somebody else.
Well, hopefully, you know, that story will help others who feel the same way, you know, that you used to feel, who might be down right now, to kind of come out of that and see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, yes, exactly. And that's the whole thing. You know, we're all, you know, we're all young at one point or another, and we do stupid things, and we do, you know, that's just all part of life. And the great thing about it now is, as I've grown up and as I've matured and I've gotten older, I look back on those and, you know, I'm grateful for those experiences because they've helped create me into the person that I am today. And more importantly, they've helped me become the artist that I am today.
Amazing, man. Go ahead and introduce the song. We're going to rock out to it a little bit, and then we'll be right back.
Alrighty. Hey, everybody. This is Rain Michael, and you're going to be listening to Lil Boy Remix featuring Mizanari.
Let's go.
You play a dangerous game. Take it, never get back. A leech, a booch, a worthless waste. It's all that you lack. Little boy, you think you're so damn cute, but soon you will age. Karma's as a bitch, and when does she come? Knocking on that door for you. Knocking on that door for you. Knocking on that door for you. Down that corridor, always there, shadows covered by inside. Want to escape from the darkness that you feel inside. Watching it wait for your life to change. Can't escape this fear. Try to run, but cannot hide. Now tell me, is this real? You don't see me, you don't hear me, you don't see me, you don't hear me. Little boy, I know your story, cause I was just the same. Gotta give to give, but what you give will take the pain away. Little boy, I know it's hard, and sure, life sucks. But you'll feel better after all the things you've done have gone away. After all the things you've done, after all the things you've done, have gone away. Walking down that corridor, by inside. Want to escape from the darkness that you feel inside. Watching it wait for your life to change. Can't escape this fear. Try to run but cannot hide. Now tell me, is this real? So you talk to talk without walking the walk. Manipulation, this is gonna be your primary occupation. Put it right but to get the right sensation. Is it greed? Is that your motivation? Little boy, can you not see your own reflection? Get some direction, you need some correction. Be careful on the strong path when you're stepping. You might just get ran down with a deadly weapon. What do you reckon? Of course not to be ragging with. Feeling that you shouldn't be playing with. Got an attitude that you shouldn't be rolling with. Gotta split and separate from your dark ways and part ways. Put an end to these dark days. What happened to fucking sunny days? Are you lost in a maze, huh? Doing anything to get paid and get laid. You might find yourself in the grave. When you get banged up and tossed up, you shouldn't be amazed, boy. What's the way you was raised, boy, huh? Are you stuck in the days, boy? How in the world do you expect to be praised?
Take away that endless night.
Little boy,
down that corridor, always there, shadows covered by inside. Want to escape from the darkness that you feel inside. Watching it wait for your life to change. Can't escape this fear. Try to run but cannot hide. Now tell me, is this real? Walking down that corridor, always there, shadows covered by inside. Want to escape from the darkness that you feel inside. Watching it wait for your life.
Ray Michael got them pipes.
Thank you.
All right, that right there was Lil Boy by Rain Michael featuring Mizanari, right? The remix.
Yes, that's correct. Mizanari.
Mizanari, all right? Rapping at the end. So, yeah, man, so very, very, very deep music, took you to a different place. The style was genre crossing, you know, hip hop, pop, R&B, got the whole shebang going. How has the response been to the song so far?
So far, I mean, from both sides, both me and Mizanari, the response has been pretty amazing. I mean, through our pages and things like that, as far as like Instagram and like comments on YouTube and stuff like that. Like I think I got my very first comment within, I think I got my very first comment on the video within the first few hours. And then now I think I'm up to like 9 or 10 with just a couple of days. So it's going really, really well, and people are responding to it well, and people seem to like it a lot, which I'm grateful for. So, and you know, with me, as far as music goes, like I put my music out there because I want to be heard. You know, it's definitely like I was talking about earlier, the, you know, fame and money and like all that stuff, like all that's going to be secondary. All that's going to be a bonus for me. Just the fact that I get to wake up every day and do something right. That I love to do and put that out there to the world, that means everything to me.
And that's what I was going to ask you, is how does that feel knowing that you resurrected this song that really could touch others, and getting this kind of response is crazy.
It's pretty amazing. Like, I'm just not going to lie. Like, it's kind of crazy that the song that I created right before I attempted to commit suicide happens to be a song that I'm probably going to be the most proud of at this point in my life. So, I mean, it's like they say, all, you know, there's always some of the greatest tragedies in life and some of the most horrible moments of your life, there's always that silver lining, and there's always the possibility to create something positive from it. And that's what I'm trying to do now, working on myself, you know, both mentally, emotionally, physically. And, you know, now through music, I can, you know, work through myself.
Wow. So make sure y'all go and check out, always go to rainmichael.com, of course, R-A-Y-N-E, Michael.com. But also, if you stumble upon his YouTube, make sure to click that subscribe button, because he's coming out dropping songs every month, right?
Yep, every single month. And then I do, I'm doing videos pretty much every week now. I've started doing for a couple months. And so I do covers every week, and then on the weeks that I release an original song, that's obviously my video of the week. So yeah, every single week I release a new video on Thursdays or Fridays.
Wow. And you're moving back to Minneapolis, huh?
Yes, I'm moving back to Minneapolis. I'm going to be moving in. My move-in date is June 1st. And that'll give me a more opportunity to be around more people who are in the music industry and acting and theater and all that stuff. Plus, I want to go back to school. So just a lot of things happening in my life right now.
Wow, man. 2018 is going to be crazy for you.
So far, it's busy and it's hectic, but I can handle it and I love it. And I just take one day at a time.
Awesome, man. Been pretty good talking with you again. I want you to give the final words before we get out of here.
Let's see. Final words. Everybody needs to go check out Mizanari. You can find him on SoundCloud. It's Mizanari. And then Kkae. And you can find all his stuff on SoundCloud. I'm actually going to be featured on another one of his songs that's not yet to be released, but it will be released soon. And so be looking for that. And then just always thank you so much for liking, following, commenting, subscribing, sharing everything. I appreciate it a lot.
Amazing, man. Like I said, one of my favorite guys to interview. Always such dope music in the pop, hip-hop, R&B genre. Keep on doing what you're doing, brother. Keep on.
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
All right. So you heard it here, rainmichael.com. Add him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, of course. And if you haven't already followed USA Blog Network, feel free to do so now. Add us on all of those platforms as well, USA Blog Network. Until then, it's been another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I appreciate everybody listening. And if you are listening to this interview right now, that means that you are listening on one of our blogs and you are seeing Rain Michael's music, which you can download and go to YouTube directly and check him out. All right. So feel free and enjoy, y'all. We out.
You play a dangerous game. Take it, never get back. A leech, a booch, a worthless waste. It's all that you lack. Little boy, you think you're so damn cute, but soon you will age. Come as a bitch, and when does you come? Knocking on that door for you. Knocking on that door for you. Knocking on that door for you. Knock, knocking on that door for you. Walking down that corridor, always this shout covered by inside.